Cold Flat Junction, Emma Graham, Book 2. Written by Martha Grimes and read by Robin Miles.
I have kept hidden in the instep arch of an old cedar at the waterside, a broken drinking goblet like the grail, under a spell so the wrong ones can't find it, so can't get saved, as St. Mark says they mustn't. I stole the goblet from the children's playhouse. Here are your waters and your watering place. Drink, and be whole again beyond confusion. Robert Frost, from Directive. 1. A Dented Cup. I'm sitting here where you left me hardly more than a week ago. And nearly every night I've been here on the low stone wall by the spring. I sit near the little alcove where spring water runs from a pipe jutting out of the stone. There's a metal cup dented from years of use that sits beneath the pipe and catches the water so that people can drink it. The cup has been around as long as I have. It's as if the alcove were its room, and people can take it out and drink from it and return it. It's amazing that in all of this time, in all of these years, it's never been stolen. Why would anyone bother stealing a dented tin cup? Because there are some things that go beyond reason, like the girl, appearing and disappearing, like knowing Ben Queen didn't kill anyone, like do X machines, like vengeance. Probably you've forgotten most of what happened, but you might remember Fern Queen being shot and killed over by Mirror Pond. That's on White's Bridge Road. You might remember because people think murder is more important than anything, except maybe sex. I asked my mother, who's lived all of her life at the hotel, about the cup, and she said, "What cup?" So there doesn't seem much point in asking about it. In the alcove where the cup rests, I found the Artist George tube taken from the Mr. Reed game and put here by persons unknown, yet I think it must have been the girl, to communicate something to me. Maybe to tell me, "You're on the right track, keep going," or maybe just to say, "I'm here." I imagine it was, "I'm here," for if I were to tell anyone there was such a person and she was here, they'd say the opposite. "No, she isn't." That's what Ben Queen said about her, but he had a particular reason. He didn't want anybody, especially the police, to know she was around. He was trying to protect her. So he pretended there was no such person, and I pretended I went along with that, and both of us knew we were both pretending. We both knew we knew there was such a person. When there is a great mystery you wish to protect, that is, a mystery you want to keep people from tearing to ribbons, then you've got to keep the wrong people away from it. You go about solving it in a roundabout way. You sometimes ask questions of the wrong people, people who know nothing, for instance, and although you eventually come to an answer, it will take you much longer to get to it. But why is this? Why would I go about trying to solve it in this roundabout way? Maybe the answer wouldn't mean the same thing to me if I didn't ask the questions in my own way, and of the people I ask them of. Or maybe some part of me doesn't want to know the answer, or maybe both. It's been 40 years since the tragedy. That's the way people say it in that awed, excited way you know means they wish it would happen all over again. Most people seem to have forgotten, or perhaps never knew there were two tragedies. Perhaps because one of them happened in Spirit Lake and one in Cold Flat Junction. Now, if you include the murder of Fern Queen, there are three tragedies. Cold Flat Junction. It's the kind of place you might look out on from a train window and think, "Thank God I don't live there. What a boring town. What an empty place." It is an empty place, and maybe even a boring one sometimes. But I think you'd be wrong to pass it by. You should alight from the train and stay a while, which is what I did.